This week's parsha is Parsha Lech Lecha. Again, on page 54. So we're going to read through the first couple of psukim, and then I'm going to go through with you the Malbim's comments on this part of the parsha. Vayimer Hashem al Avram. Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha, go for yourself. May Artzecha from your land, Mevaratecha from your birthplace, Rebei Savicha from the house of your father, and La'aretz Asher Arecha to the land that I will show you. Ve'eschal o'goy gadol v'avarechecha, I shall make you for a great nation, I will bless you. Agad l'shemecha, I shall make your name great. Ve'heyei bracha, and you shall be a blessing. V'avarechem b'varechecha, makalelcha o'ar, I will bless those who bless you, I will curse those who and those who curse you, I will curse. V'nivrechu v'chol k'mishpachai s'v'adama, all the families of the land shall be blessed through you. So two questions here. Number one, a famous question, is that when Hashem tells Avram to leave, the order is your land, your birthplace, and the house of your father. When you physically leave somewhere, in this kind of situation, you first leave your father's house, your birthplace, and then your land. So the order seems to be backwards. That's question number one. Question number two is there's a lot of mentioning about blessing. Hashem says, I will bless you, and be a blessing, a bless those who bless you, all the families of the earth will bless through you. What are all these blessings exactly? Let's continue reading. Vayelech Avram ka'asher diber elav Hashem. And Avram went as Hashem spoke to him. Vayelech yitoylait, and laid his nephew went with him. Va'avram ben chameshen v'shevim shana, Avram was 75 years, v'tseisei mecharen, when he left Charen. So here we can ask, why is it important to know that he was 75 years old? Next pasuk. Vayikach Avram es Sarai ishtoi v'esleit ben achiv. Avram took Sarai his wife and laid his nephew. V'eskal rechushim asher rechashu. And all the property that they had acquired, all the possessions they had acquired. V'esanefesh asher asu b'charen. And the souls that they made or acquired in Charen. Vayetzu rechaz artza Kanan. They went to go to the land of Canaan, by Yavar Arza Canaan, and they came to the land of Canaan. So here the Malbim points out, in the Pasuk Dalet it says Abraham went, and it then tells us and what went with him, Abraham's age. Then it tells us, and Abraham took Sarai his wife, and they went out to go to the land of Canaan. So it would seem that these two psukim could have been combined better. When it says that Abraham went, it would seem that Abraham went, should go together, and Abraham took. And that part of the pasuk can go together with the next part of the pasuk. Doesn't need to mention Lot going twice. And again, the fact that we have this interruption with Abraham's age is breaking it up when seemingly it shouldn't be breaking it up. Abraham goes, takes his wife, and they go. And they leave. Why the interruption? Also interesting to point out is in pasuk Aleph, Hashem says, to the land that I will show you. Hashem doesn't tell him which land, which Rashi talks about. But there's no mention of which land Avram is to go to. Here it says, and they went out to go to the land of Canaan. So did they know? Didn't they know? Okay, let's read on. Vayavar Avram Baretz. Avram passed into the land. Ad mekayim Shechem ad Eilon Moreh. Until the place of Shechem, which is all until the place of Eilon Moreh, the Kanani was ba'aret, and the Kenite was then in the land. So here again, the Mefarshim are bothered. Okay, Abraham is going into the land. Why do we need to know that the Kenites were there? Vayera Hashem al Avram, Hashem appeared to Avram, Vayera, and he said, Lezaracha etein es aretz hazais, to your children I will give this land. Vivisham is Beach, and he built there an altar, Vashem anira elav, to Hashem, that appeared to him. Notice that in the beginning of the parasha, when Hashem speaks to Avram, it says, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Hashem spoke to Avram, and here it says, Hashem appeared to Avram, and he said. Seems like something more is happening here. Next pasuk, Vayatek Misham Ahara, and he left from there to the mountain, Mikadim Lebeis El, from east to be east of Beis El, Vayet Ahalai, and he pitched his tent. Beis El Miyam Vamikedem. Beis El was from the west, meaning was from the, away from the east, Pasuk means before. They saw from the west, Va'ayim Mikedmim, the city of Ai from the east. V'mishem Mizbeach LaHashem, and he built there an altar to Hashem. Va'yikra B'Shem Hashem, and he called out in the name of Hashem. So before it just says he built an altar to Hashem, and here it says he built an altar to Hashem, and he called in the name of Hashem. What more was happening here? Then Va'yisa Avram Halach Menaseh HaNegba, and then Avram traveling steadily towards the south. Okay, so let's now go through how the Malbim interprets these psukim. So the first thing that he addresses is what seems to be the lack of proper order. The pasuk says, leave your land, and then it says, leave your birthplace, leave your father's house. It should be the opposite. So the Malbim says, famous explanation, that Avram was being told to leave his father's house and his birthplace and his country physically, and he also has to leave it spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, because every person is influenced by the country they live in, by their birthplace, which is typically, at least in those times, where you lived, and you're influenced even more by your father's home. And what Hashem is telling Avram here, says the Malbim, is that it's not that not only do you have to leave this place physically, but you also have to leave it, call it spiritually. You've got to cut yourself off from all of the influences that you had from your country, from your birthplace, and from your father's house. Part of what Avram has to do now, a big part, of the test of Lech Lecha, of Avram having to leave, is not just physically leaving, which some ask, if somebody were to tell me that if I leave, Hashem says, I'll bless you, I'll make your name great, and a lot of good promises, where you're going to, it would seem to minimize, the test. Hashem makes big promises where he's going to go. Sounds like a good deal. But the first thing the Malbim tells us is that really the probably the hardest part of the test is not just to physically leave, but it's to leave spiritually, emotionally. It's Avram is being told, you have to now, at this point, you've got to resolve that you're cutting yourself off from any of the previous influences that you had from where you were. And as righteous as Avram was, because even where Avram was, he always fought towards the belief in Hashem. Still, he was in the country where he grew up, was at his father's house, and even if you say that his father Terach did tshuva, at the end of the day, Avram still had certain negative influences from there. And Avram is being told, all that now, you have to leave it. You have to leave it behind. You have to drop it. You have to make a resolve, and you have to commit yourself that's it. I'm cutting myself off from any of the previous influences that I had. If you're talking about influences, then what the order of the pasuk is going from easy to hard. It's easier to drop your influences of your country that you're a little bit more distant from. The next more difficult influence to drop is where you've lived, where you've grown up. The hardest influences to drop are from your home, from you grew up in. And therefore, the order of the pasuk is really going from where Abraham can, so to speak, first cut himself off, and then what's the next step? The first step, which is the easiest step, step number one, which is the easier one, is the influences of your country. Step number one, the influences of where you grew up. Step number three, which is the most difficult, is to drop the influences of your father's house. And that's why the pasuk is the way that's why the order of the pasuk is the way that it is. It's going from the easier to the harder. Okay, so Avram is told, Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, the Malbim, Rashi says, Lech Lecha means go for yourself, for your benefit. If you leave here, it's going to be for your good. But the Malbim, following his approach that Avram is being told now to basically cut himself off from his past, Lech Lecha means go to yourself. Lech Lecha, go to you. That means take yourself away from everything that you were part of before, and now just go to yourself. Break away from all that, and just, so to speak, be on your own. Go to yourself. Forget about everything that you had before and just lech lecha. Go to yourself. Be to yourself. So lech lecha from your land, the influences of your country, the influences of your birthplace, the influences of the house of your father, el ha'aretz asher ara'ka, to the land that I will show you. Rashi points out, no mention which land. Why? So the Ma'abu starts off, his first explanation is similar to Rashi, and that is that this was another detail of the test. You know, clearly, Avram is going to be told that, you know, where you're going is going to be, you can have a lot of benefit where you go. At the same time, it's a lot easier to make a trip somewhere if you know where you're going. It's a lot easier when you're being told to leave, and you're leaving where you spent a long time, and your family's there, you're being told to leave. Okay, it's a test to leave. Leaving itself has its tests. But now added to that is, I don't even know where I'm going. And naturally, every person, you know, wants to know where they're going. The trip becomes much easier when you know where you're going. Now, but more than that, says the Malbim, we know that if we look back in the end of Parshas Noach, it's clear that Terach, Abraham, were planning on going to Eretz Canaan. That was their original plan. But they landed up in Haran, that's where they stayed. But their plan was to go to Eretz Canaan. So if Hashem would have told Abraham where they're going, right, that you're going to Canaan, Abraham would have said, oh, we were going there to begin with. No problem. So in order, again, to add another level to the test, Hashem does not tell Abraham where he's going. When a person doesn't know where they're going, that makes the trip more difficult. And if Hashem would have told Abraham where they're going, then there would have been no difficulty whatsoever, at least in the physical sense of where they're going, because that was the plan to begin with. The Malbim adds even more. Being that was the plan to begin with, guess who would have joined up? Terach. Yeah. Even though the end of the parsha says Terach died, but the Mepharshim say Terach really did not die at the point of time when Abraham left. So if Hashem would have told Abraham, you're going to Canaan, Terach would have joined along. And that was part of his plan too originally. Hashem didn't want that. Hashem wants Abraham to be separated completely from his past. And therefore, he didn't tell him where he's going so that Terach doesn't come along. And the third explanation that he gives as to why Hashem does not mention Eretz Yisrael is, the way I understand this third explanation, is that if Hashem tells Avram that you're going to Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, he's not just telling him about a location, like, you know, here's your new home. If he's telling him he's going to Eretz Canaan, which is Eretz Yisrael, that means that Hashem is telling Abraham or letting Abraham in on that that going to Eretz Yisrael is a very special place. I'm giving you a chance to uplift yourself. I'm giving you a chance to come closer to me, to raise your level. And on that, says the Malbim, the Gam Kila Yizka Ha'adam Ala Kedusha, a person cannot merit to attain holiness, Ad Yitara Tchila Menatuma, until he first purifies himself from the impurity. Therefore, Hashem did not reveal to Abraham the quality of the greatness of the land and its holiness. Until he separated himself from the impurity of his land and his birthplace. So the third explanation of the Malbim is that Abraham is not going to be told about the gift of Eretz Yisrael until he first separates from the impurity. You want to attain this level of purity, you want to attain this holiness, you got to separate from the impurity. You got to do that first. After you separate from the impurity, then I can start letting you in and giving you this gift of Kedusha, of holiness. So Hashem wouldn't tell Avram what land it was, because if he's telling him that it's Eretz Yisrael, then he's not just telling him a location. He's telling him Eretz Yisrael. He's telling him about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael, and that Abraham cannot even be taught. Abraham cannot even be taught about that, cannot even be told about that until he separates from the impurity of his land and his birthplace. Once he separates, then he'll be able to merit, to attain, to start attaining the holiness of Eretz Yisrael.
Well, maybe the land per se was pure, but the Canaanim were much lower level, more to him, and he that actually is, sent Eliezer back.
That is true.
A wife.
That is true.
He hated the Canaanim.
That is true. Yeah. But it's pretty clear, as we'll see from the Malbim, and as the Kuzri mentions, Eretz Yisrael is always Eretz Yisrael. It always is that special place of connection to Hashem, no matter what. And that's what Avram was going to attain once he entered Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so the first pasuk, the Malbim explains, Hashem is telling Avram he's got to leave his land, leave the influences of his land, to the land that I'll show you, and it doesn't tell Avram which land. So now the Malbim makes a comment in which he's trying, which my understanding is he's broadening the picture here. He's giving us a broader insight to what's happening here by Abraham. And he says, the idea of Azeh, the Torah is trying to show us here, that a person is putting in his own effort to be able to know Hashem, Hashem will then shower down to him emanations from above, of Ruach HaKodesh, of prophecy, Lachir Bamitai, to help him truly understand who he is. What's happening here by Abraham is that Abraham, until this point of time, on his own, he worked to be able to know Hashem, to recognize that Hashem exists. He did it all on his own. He put all that effort on his own. And he even stood up and fought for it and taught it. After Abraham did all that, what comes after that? What's the result of that? Vayemer Hashem al Avram. Hashem speaks to Avram. Now he gets nevuah. Now he gets prophecy. Now Hashem comes and says to him, now Hashem really gives him the true perception of his being. He has prophecy. So Avram first starts off on his own, putting in all the effort on his own to recognize Hashem, and the result of that is the beginning of this parasha. Hashem speaks to him. Hashem appears to him. Hashem helps him, Hashem gives her the ability to recognize him even more. And that's a lesson for everyone. It's a lesson for everyone that after a person puts in their efforts to recognize Hashem, Hashem will then help that person recognize him even more by showering down upon him the ability, the perception of recognizing Hashem even more. The person starts off doing his part, and then Hashem does his part of giving the person a greater perception and clarity they would have had on his own. And then he says, what else is happening to Avram here is like a person who, let's say, is going through his vineyard, and he sees a vine. And this is a very healthy, beautiful vine, but it's growing in a very bad area. The land is bad, the area is bad, the other vines around are not healthy, and what does he do? He cuts up that vine and he replants it. And he replants it in a place where that vine will now be able to flourish even more. That's Avraham right now. Avraham right now is that vine, that beautiful vine that finds himself amongst all the other bad vines in Haran. And Hashem says, now is the time to take that vine out and replant it in a place where it's going to flourish, which is Eretz Yisrael. So that's the bigger picture here. The bigger picture here is that Hashem is speaking to Avram. Avram has now merited a certain level of nevuah. Hashem is now helping him go beyond his recognition that he attained on his own. Now Avram recognizes and perceives Hashem even more through prophecy. And now is the part where Hashem says, Avraham needs to be put in a place where he will truly flourish. Okay. Now, the next pasuk, which is pasuk Base, the Eschal of Golgotha, I'll make you a great nation. Vavarechacha, I will bless you. Vagad l'shmech, I'll make your name great. Vayei bracha, and be a blessing. So the Malbim says that at this point Hashem is trying to allay the fears of Avram. At this point, Hashem is really telling Avram that if there's anything that you're concerned about, that if you have any concerns about leaving, I'm going to compensate you. The Eschol HaGadol, I'll make you a great nation. Avraham was part of Haran. Haran was an established place. It seems to be a prestigious place. It was an important place, an important nation, and Avraham was part of that. If Avraham now basically leaves and goes out on his own, So he's losing out on that. He's losing out on being part of a well-established great nation. Hashem says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll make you a great nation. Don't worry about whatever lies in greatness of a nation. You'll have it. So that's a very interesting point that you're making. And I don't know the answer as to why this, according to the Malbim, why these details are not part of the test. I don't know. It's a good question. And then, I will bless you. What does that mean, I will bless you? So the Malbim says, Avram is going to say, look, if I am, back in my hometown and I prosper, so no one has a problem with that. I'm one of them and they're happy and they don't have a problem if I prosper. But if I leave and I basically land up being on my own in a different country and I prosper, we know what happened to Yitzchak when that happened. When Yitzchak was in the land and it pushed him and he prospered, what did Avimelech say? Get out of here. So Avram is going to say, whatever blessing I have, it could turn out to be something negative because I won't be able to basically appreciate that blessing because they're going to kick me out. Hashem says, "Varechacha, don't worry about it. Wherever you go, you'll have the blessing, and it will be no problem." The Agad Lashmecha, I will make your name great. Avram was part of a family. Terach may have been a prestigious person. When you're part of a family, you carry the name of the family and prestige of the family. Avram is leaving that all, going to be all on his own, and the benefits of that are gone. Hashem says, "V'agad lo shemecha, your name will be great. You have nothing to worry about prestige, or whatever needs prestige helps you with. Agad lo shemecha, your name will be great. You'll have nothing to worry about. V'heyei bracha, and you'll be a blessing. What does that mean? What does that mean? You'll be a blessing. So the Malbim explains like this. The Malbim explains that we know that a tzaddik has hashkacha pratis. A tzaddik has, when Hashem provides for a tzaddik, Hashem provides for a tzaddik in a unique and special way. The way the world may run in a regular way, when it comes for a tzaddik, Hashem runs the world in a special way. Now, when a tzaddik receives a special treatment, it's not just like, everywhere else it's raining and on him the sun is shining. Everybody benefits from that. Everything benefits from it. Everything now changes, so to speak, for the tzaddik. In order for the tzaddik to receive his special treatment, then basically the world around him changes so that he can benefit and everybody else benefits too. So the Yei Bracha means Hashem is telling Avram that you will be that source of blessing for everyone. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be that special person to be the conduit of blessing to everyone. Because the special treatment that you will merit, for me, Hashem says, when you merit it, it benefits everyone. The whole world changes around you in order for you to benefit. And I would add that Avram, and that's good for Avram to know. Why is Hashem telling him this? Why is it so important for Avram to know he's going to be the conduit for blessing? And I think the answer is because we know that Abraham always wanted to benefit others. Abraham always tried to emulate Hashem. Hashem is always doing good. Abraham wanted to do good. Abraham's chesed, the kindness that Abraham did for everyone, wasn't just a curative tool. It was part and parcel. First of all, you had Abraham is trying to emulate Hashem with kindness. And with that, he's trying to tell everyone, this is the God of the world, this is the creator of the world. This is who I emulate, this is what we're all supposed to try to emulate. But Abraham is emulating Hashem as the ultimate giver of good. So Hashem says to Abraham, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be the conduit for blessing. That's great news for Abraham. Because now he can be a benefactor to the world. He can emulate Hashem even more. Okay, so that is this pasuk. I'll make it basically this pasuk that Malbim is saying. So Hashem is telling Abraham, don't worry about what disadvantages may come. You will be compensated and you will be a source of blessing for everyone. Okay. That's the end of the discussion. So then the pasuk continues. Oh, 1 second. Nope. One more. V'avarecha mevarechecha, I will bless those who bless you. Mechalelcha a'ar, I will curse those who curse you. all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. So the Malbim here brings down from the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim. The Meir Nevuchim has an interpretation to what it means when the Pasuk says, I will bless those who bless you. Says the Rambam, the Ein Safek Etzli, there is no question in my mind, Sha'avraham ba'asher chavak al deyais b'nei adam kulam sha'yutayim ha'heim, being that he argued with all the philosophies of those foolish people of that time, and he openly argued on their philosophy and their beliefs. Magin Mirazim, I say, that he definitely went through a point of time that they were fighting back, and they were disgracing him, and they were trying to put him down. Because there he was, getting up and fighting with everybody else's beliefs. He is talking about one God, they believe in many gods, so when he was fighting with them, they weren't saying, okay, we could agree to disagree. No, that wasn't about it. It was about putting him down and shaming him, disgracing him. The Chasher Sarah HaKol, Bavur Hashem, and because he had to put up with all this for Hashem, Omar Bavarach Mevarachecha. Hashem said, I will bless those who bless you. Meaning he's saying to Abraham, you're going to come to a point that the teachings that you teach, you will not be put down for, but rather people will bless you for it. You'll bring all the families of the earth to belief in Hashem, and when they come to belief in Hashem, they will be blessed. So this pasuk is where Hashem is telling Abraham, according to the Rambam, that all the suffering and humiliation you went through until now, that's over. That's over. Now your teachings will be accepted, you'll be respected, and everyone again will benefit from your teachings of the belief in the one Hashem. Okay. Then the pasuk continues, Vayelech Avram, and Avraham went, Kasher Dibar Elav Hashem, as Hashem spoke to him. So we asked before, you know, here it says he went, then it tells us Lot went, tells us his age, that Avram took his wife. Why the interruption between the two things? So therefore the Malbim says that the first Vayelech is not the physical Vayelech. Vayelech Avram is a spiritual one. Vayelech Avram, and Avram went, is that part of the pasuk is really trying to bring out to us that the test of Avraham having to leave everything behind in a spiritual sense, in a psychological, emotional sense, to cut himself off from all the influences of before, Avraham went. He did it. Wait, one second. And Avraham went. Avraham fulfilled that first part of the test. He cut himself off. He made that commitment, he made that resolve, and he said, I'm finished. He cut himself off from all the influences from before. And he did it Kasher Dibar Elav Hashem. He did it as Hashem told him. Says the Malbim, that means to say, when Avraham did this, did he do it because of all the promises that Hashem made for him? No. He did it Kasher Dibar Elav Hashem. He did it as Hashem told him. He did it because Hashem told him to do it. He wasn't doing it for the benefits. He's doing it because Hashem told him. Then it says, Vayelech Itay Lot. And Lot went with him. So the Malbim points out, it doesn't say Vayelech Imay Lot. It says Vayelech Itay Lot. And therefore he says the difference is that the pasuk is trying to say when Lot went, Lot wasn't going like Avram in the sense of he's cutting himself off from all the influences. He's going because Avram's going. Lot's going is not in the sense that he is emulating Avram's going. He's Itai. He's secondary to him. He's tagging along. Avram goes, he goes. Lot's not going. This is not Lot's own personal going, which would imply that he's going just like Avraham. His going is just, you know, so to speak, secondary, just attached to Avraham. And that's why it says, Vayelech Itay Lot. Lot went with him. Lot is not doing his own personal going. Lot is just going along with Avraham.
Physically,
correct. Exactly. Then it says, and Avram was 75 years old. What's the pasuk telling us? Because when the pasuk is telling us that Avram made that break, now the pasuk is telling us Avram was 75. He wasn't a youngster. He was only 75 years old. He had lived a big part of his life. He was 175. Okay.
Still had a long way to go.
Yeah, but it was a big, you know. Oh, he was a youngster, you mean. Yeah. He was a spring chicken. Excuse me?
Did they count age by season or by the year that we give today?
My impression is a year is a year. And 75 years is a long time. And he's being told to really, you know, cut himself off all the influences and the way of life that he had before. That's not a small thing. Not a small thing. He was 75 and he did it. Then, the next pasuk hey. Vayikach Avram es Sarai ishtai v'sleip en achiv es chol v'chushim asher achashu. Avram took his wife, his nephew, and all the possessions. So here the Malbim points out that the pasuk is coming. Now here is already where we're talking about the physical. This is the physical. This is where Avram is physically leaving. And he's taking his wife and everything with him. Says the Malbim, that this is interesting because typically if you're relocating, right, so you kind of go ahead and you set things up or start things and then you come back for your family. Not Avram here. Avram, Hashem told him to go and he goes. He has no idea where he's going. He has no idea where he's going, but he takes Sarah, he takes everything along with him. And he takes Eskal Ruchushim Asherachashu. He takes all the possessions that he acquired. And the slaves, or whatever, either it means slaves, or it means the people that he converted, he took everything with him. And the property and everything he took with him would have been the kinds of things, says the Malbim, that should have left in his heart, make him hesitate to go. Because look what he accomplished in Haran. Look at all the possessions that he acquired. Look at all the people that he brought to Hashem. You know, now uprooting that all is something that, you know, you could be a little bit hesitant to do it. No, not Avram. Avram is ready to go, he takes it all and he goes. He's ready to go, there's no hesitation, he has full trust in Hashem that everything is going to work out. And this all points out again Avraham's trust in Hashem and how he had no doubts, no hesitations. He took this test and he did it with a whole heart. Now, the Pasuk Vav reads, they went out to go to Canaan, and they came to the land of Canaan. And then it says, and Avram passed in the land. So the Malbim doesn't point this out, but we asked before. Hashem didn't tell, at first the Pasuk says, Hashem says to the land, I will show you. Hashem didn't tell him where he was going, right? And now it says, they went out to go to the land of Canaan. So, the Malbim doesn't discuss this, but it could very well have been that Abraham had some kind of indication that this is the direction to start going to. As the Malbim points out, Abraham does not know that he's going to necessarily be going to the land of Canaan. He doesn't necessarily know that. I mean, he originally had plans for that, and Hashem tells him to go, so where does he go? Maybe he just decided to go towards where originally he was hoping to go, which was the land of Canaan. So they went to they left Haran to go to Canaan, and they came to Canaan, and Avram passed through the land. They came to Canaan, nothing happened. No prophecy, no communication from Hashem. Hashem doesn't say, okay, here it is. Here's where you stop. Nope, nothing. And when it says, Vayavra Avram Baratz, Avram passed into the land, the Malbim says, if the Torah uses the word pass through means typically from one end to the other. Which means once Avram entered Eretz Yisrael, but Hashem didn't say anything to him, in his mind, he's going through Eretz Yisrael, he's moving on. If Hashem hasn't said anything to him, he's got to keep going. It's all part of the test. All part of the test. Okay? And then it tells us, okay, how far did he go? He went pretty far. He went up to Shechem, and the Canaanite was then in the land. Why is the Pasuk telling us this? So Rashi also comments that when the Pasuk says, and the Canaanite was then in the land, what actually was going on right now was that the Canaanim, the Canaanites, were conquering the land of Canaan. Meaning, what's called Eretz Canaan originally fell under fell really to Shem. Shem really was the one that got the land of Canaan originally. But the Canaanim, who are descendants of Ham, they started conquering the land away from him. So at this point, Rakanani Azbaretz means, when Avraham is now entering the land, or passing through the land, it's a time of war. The Canaanites are conquering the land. It's dangerous to travel, But Hashem said to travel, he keeps going. And more than that, says the Malbim, clearly the descendants of Shem are not like the, or let's put it this way, descendants of Ham are not descendants of Shem. Shem was a better person than Ham, and his descendants were better. And if the Canaanites are now conquering the land, so now the people taking over the land are not typically the kind of people that Abraham wants to be with. Not the kind of person he would want to be with. So, what happens next? Vayera Hashem al Avram. Hashem appears to Avram. Appears to Avram. What's happening right now, says the Malbim, is that Avram is now attaining an even higher level of prophecy than before. Before Hashem spoke to him, that's a certain level of prophecy. Hashem appeared to him, that's a full prophecy. Abraham now, upon entering Eretz Yisrael and fulfilling the test up to this point, he now merits a full prophecy. And what does Hashem tell him? I will give this land to your children. So the Malbim explains like this, and I would suggest that what the Malbim was bothered by was that if this, clearly when Hashem says to Abraham, this is the land I'll give to your children, this is where Hashem is saying to Abraham, okay, this is the place, right? Before I told you the land that I will show you, this is the place. But Hashem doesn't tell him that. He says, I'll give it to your children. So the Malbim says that with the message to the Zaracha Etain, he could also be explaining, the Pasuk just says the Canaanite was then in the land, which means the Canaanite was conquering. And when Hashem says to Abraham, to your children I will give this, it's connected to that last part that we just said, the Canaanite is conquering the land. Hashem is telling Abraham, you know, the Canaanite conquering the land doesn't look too good to you. But the truth is, it's for the benefit of your children. Because if it comes out that other descendants of Shem were those who were in possession of the land of Eretz Yisrael, and then Abraham's descendants take it over for themselves, it doesn't look so good. Abraham is a descendant of Shem. The people who are who possess Eretz Yisrael are from Shem. If your children take it all over and take it away, it doesn't look right. But if the Canaanite takes it over, if the lowly Canaanite takes it over, then for your descendants, who are again greater people, for them to take the land away from them, take the land away from the descendants of Canaan, the Eved, the one who is destined, who is not cursed to be a slave, then for when your children take the land, then it won't look as bad. It'll appear much better when they take the land away from the Canaanites. Okay? Then it says, Avram built an altar to Hashem who appeared to him. What was that altar? That altar was about Avram expressing his thanks to Hashem. Hashem appeared to him, which means he experienced prophecy. Hashem gave him some very good news about Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he builds a mizbeach to express his thanks to Hashem. What happens next? Vayatik misham ahara. Avram is in Shechem, now he moves on. And there, and where he moves to, he builds a mizbeach and he calls in the name of Hashem. At this point, says the Malbim, Avram is now going to continue his mission of teaching the belief in Hashem to the people of the world. Now from Shechem, he starts to travel. And where he travels, he builds a mizbeach and he calls out in the name of Hashem. Calling out in the name of Hashem means this is a, Avraham invites people. It's a very public and open worship of Hashem. To get people to come and to teach people about that. So before it doesn't say he called in the name of Hashem because the altar before was about expressing his thanks to Hashem. Now the purpose is not expressing our thanks to Hashem. Now it's about gathering people together to serve Hashem and to teach them about Hashem. And then Avram continued traveling continuously to the south, means Avram continued his travels, going from place to place to teach about the belief in Hashem. So that is the Malbim's approach to these psukim, to this beginning of the parasha. Okay, let's move on now. Let's skip a big part of the parasha until. Page 66. Page 66. Okay, so we're going to stop from Pasuk Zion, which is Shishi. And at this point, Abraham says to Hashem, I have no children, and the person in charge of my house is going to inherit everything of mine. And Hashem tells him, don't worry, you will have children. He takes him out, he shows him the stars, he says, your children will be like the stars. V'emin ba'Hashem, Abraham believed in what Hashem said, ba'achshver le'tzedakah, and was considered for him a merit. Okay, Pasuk Zion. Vayomer Eilav, Hashem says to Avram, Ani Hashem asher tzisicha me'ur kastim, I am Hashem who took you out from the land, from the Ur Kastim, v'aseis l'cha es aratz zaz plavishta, to give you this land to inherit. Vayomer, Avram says, Hashem Elohim, v'amor Eda ki rishena, v'amor Eda, with what will I know that I will inherit it? So if you read these words as they appear, Hashem tells him, I took you out from your custom to give you this land. And he says to Hashem, how do I know I'm going to get it? What's Avram asking here? Sounds like he's asking for some kind of proof. Hashem says, I'm going to give you the land. And Avram says, how do I know? How do I know that I'm going to inherit it? So all the Mefarshim, like, Avram is doubting Hashem like that? It just doesn't make sense. Especially since before Hashem tells him, Hashem already told him before, your children are going to inherit the land.
Yeah, but what's the difference? Why is the difference?
Well, what?
Why before he said to his children and now he says to him? He said that the children will inherit in the first statement and now he says that he, Abraham, will inherit.
Are you using that for an answer to the question or are you asking a different question? Are you trying to get to something with that question, or are you just asking why the change?
Why the change, yes.
A separate discussion.
Okay.
I can give it the answer would be a whole different thing. But here the question is, what is Abraham saying when he says, how do I know that I'll inherit it? Which almost seems like he's doubting what Hashem says, and he needs some kind of a proof. So Rashi says, Sephorna says, that Avram, of course, didn't doubt the word of Hashem. You know, he just showed his faith in Hashem when the Pasuk just declared, Vehemin Bashem. He believed Hashem's promise about the children. But what's bothering Avram, or what Avram is asking is, how do I know I will inherit it, means, how do I know that my children will not lose Eretz Yisrael because of their sins? So the Gemara says that. How do I know that I'll inherit it isn't a way of saying, how do I know? But it means to say, with what way will I know that it's going to last? With what way will I know that my children will inherit it because they could sin and lose it? So what's Hashem's response? Hashem's response is the bris ben avasarim, right? The bris ben avasarim, which the Sephardi says basically, Hashem told Avram, I'm making a covenant with you that your children will get it, no matter what, they will get it, they will have it. Maybe temporarily they'll lose it, but they'll get it. There is a guarantee that they will have the land, no matter what. Okay.
Seems to be a parallel. That whole sequence of statements seems to be a parallel between Moshe talking to Hashem and saying, "Ani Hashem Elokei Asher Hotzeiti Atcham Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Hotzeiti Atcham Me'eretz Zavad."
Yes.
And then he says, what's your name? What do I tell the people? And now he needs some kind of assurance. What do I tell them your name?
Well,
it's like a parallel.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's not as stark, though. The wording is not as
no,
bad.
No, but it seems like
interesting. That's an interesting point.
It's like a predecessor to what happens to...
Okay. Yeah. The Ksava HaKabbalah has a whole different explanation here to this statement of Avram. I mean, typically we learn... the wording is Vayomar, and he said, Hashem Elokim, Melech Rishena. Hashem, how do I know I'm going to inherit it? So it's Avram is like asking a question, whichever way you interpret the question, Avram asking a question, and Hashem responds. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, there's no question and answer here. No question and answer here. What's happening when Avram says, Bamo Eda, how do I know? You need to reinterpret the word Eda. The word Eda means no. But there's also places in the Torah where the word da, no, actually means to consider significance. Yedaticha b'shem, I have known you by name, means I have recognized you by name. Ki yadatev, Hashem says, I know him, I know Abraham, that he's going to teach his children. There, no means to recognize, to value, to consider important. B'ma'eda, Avram says, B'ma'eda, with what am I considered important enough that I'm getting this? It's not even meant to be a comment to Hashem. It's like Avraham saying, Rabbeinu Shalom, what did I do to deserve this? It's really an expression of Avraham's humility. Avram, we know, says, I know you cover the Ephraim, dust and ashes. Avram is very humble. He doesn't take credit for what he's doing. And now when Hashem gives him all these promises, the children, the land, to you I'll give the land. So he says, Hashem Elohim, he says, and again, it's not a question. It's an expression to Hashem. Rabbeinu Shalom, Ma'eda, with what am I to be known? With what am I worthy? What am I considered worthy that I should inherit it? I'm not worthy of it. So Hashem doesn't respond to him. It's really kind of an interruption. Hashem told him, I'm gonna give you the land, and now comes the Bris Ben Abasarim, the covenant that Hashem will give him the land. So in the middle of this discussion, Abraham says, Rabbeinu Shalom, what did I do to deserve this? Why did I deserve it? And after Abraham finished expressing his feelings of humility, Hashem gets back to business, and he says, we got to make the covenant now for the land. So according to the Ksava Kabbalah, there's no discussion here. It's not a question. It's not an answer. It's not. Hashem tells him, I gave you the land. Abraham is just overwhelmed that of gaining this of his unworthiness to merit all this. And Hashem says, this man of Asarim, a covenant for the land. Now the thing is that the Gemara in the Nedarim tells us that for Abraham saying Baba Ida, Abraham did not do the proper thing. Abraham, if you read the Gemara and you interpret the Gemara in a simple interpretation, Abraham seemed to be complaining to Hashem. Avram seemed to be doubting Hashem, and because of that, that's why Avram's descendants had to go down to slavery in Mitzrayim. So it's the Gemara is clear that there's something wrong here, what Avram is saying. And the question is, according to our interpretations, Avram is not doubting Hashem. He seems to be asking some legitimate questions. And therefore, what does the Gemara have against what he did? Why does the Gemara say that seemingly he was punished for this? He wasn't doubting Hashem. And therefore, and the answer that's given is based on a medrash here in Parashat Kedoshim. It's from the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma says, "Oy la'adam shemaytzi davar mitoich piv." Woe to a person who says something, ve'emi yedeich maytziyai, and doesn't realize how he said it. Sha'Avraham al sha'amar b'me'eda, because Avraham said, "How do I know?" Hashem responded, you're going to know that your children will be exiled, will be enslaved for 400 years. The Medrash seems to be saying that what was Avram's problem here, or we could interpret the Medrash to mean that at least, sort of that way. The Medrash says, woe to a person who says something and doesn't realize what he's saying. It sounds like Avraham said it wrong. What he said, the way he expressed himself. At the end of the day, Bama Eda, the words itself, you interpret those words, Bama Eda, it's with what shall I know? Right? Everybody is bothered by the wording. They're saying, Avram is doubting? So clearly the wording that he used implied that he was doubting. So we have all explanations that he's not doubting. But the way he expressed it sounds like he was doubting. That was the problem. The problem is the way he expressed himself. The problem is that Avram expressed himself, the wording that he used implied that he was doubting. He really wasn't. But the wording that he used expressed that he was doubting, and that was the problem. Woe to a person who expresses himself in a way that he doesn't, so to speak, realize that he's saying it wrong. Abraham, to some degree, this was a slip up on his part, but that's what he was held responsible for. You don't talk like that. You don't express yourself like that. You don't express yourself in a way that could imply that there is some kind of doubts in your mind. So therefore, we can have all these approaches about what Abraham really meant to say, but at the end of the day, he said it in a way that implied that he was doubting, and that was the problem. Not the word, not what he meant to say was the problem, but the way he expressed himself. Okay, just want to conclude with a comment on from Reb Chaim Volozhiner on Pirkei Avos. Something I mentioned before, but something very important to always bear in mind. So we have in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Beis in Parakeh says there are 10 generations from Noach until Abraham. Why does the Torah express those 10 generations? To show how all the generations were angering Hashem until Abraham came and he took the reward for all of them. Then the next Mishnah Gimel says, Asara Nisyanis Nisnasa Abraham Avinu Olam Hashalom Lamad Bekulam. Abraham had 10 tests, he withstood them all to show how beloved Abraham Avinu was. Now, here it says to show how beloved Abraham Avinu. Before Mishnah Beis, it says to show there were 10 generations left until Abraham, to tell us that Abraham took all the reward of all those generations. So it doesn't say Abraham Avinu there, Abraham our father. In the next Mishnah, when it talks about the tests, there the Mishnah calls Abraham Abraham Avinu, Abraham our father. Why? So the commentary of Ruach Chaim from Chaim Avashin explains, but it starts with a pasuk in Mishlei. Mishalech betumay tzadik, the tzadik walks in his righteousness, Ashrei banav acharav, fortunate are his children after him. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, the meaning of the pasuk is, a tzadik works very hard to attain the levels that he attains. The benefit of his hard work is that for his kids, it comes easier. Because for the kids, it's given over. It's in their genes. It's inculcated into them. It's part of, like, we pass on things to our children. We pass on things to our children that we don't want to pass on. But in this sense, the tzaddik, all the good traits that we acquire become part of us, we pass on to our children. The reason Avram Avinu is called Avram Avinu in these tests, because in each one of the tests that Avram Avinu fulfilled, withstood, Avram Avinu, by withstanding those tests, was acting as our father. He was now putting it into us. He was now inculcating us what all this strength that he gained, everything that he attained with his tests, that's what formed the Jewish people. That's what formed his descendants. All those levels that he attained, he put into us, and he made it easy for us to fulfill. Therefore, says Ruach Chaim, where does it come from that Jews, simple Jews, were ready to give up their lives to sanctify Hashem's name? Where does it come from? It comes from Avram Avinu, who was ready to give up his life by the Kibshon Ha'esh. He was ready to give up his life when Nimrod threatened him. He was ready to do it. He went into the fire. Hashem saved him. But he was ready to do it. That's what now gave the strength for the Jewish people for all generations to do that. Even the simplest of Jews. Then he says, Has Aris Adam Pislam Lelech Aris Akdesha. So you wake up one day, I've got to go to Eretz Yisrael. One day you decide, that's it, I'm leaving everything behind, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. Where's it come from? Where does the strength to do that come from? To leave everything behind, to go to somewhere that you don't really know. But it's Eretz Yisrael. Where does it come from? Comes from Lach Lecha. And then, the concept that we accept everything, that whatever Hashem does is for the good. The Kabbalah is called the Avdim Mishmaya Latav. The concept, the ability to accept that everything Hashem gives us is for the good. Where do we get the strength for that? That comes from the fact that Abraham was tested by the famine, by Egypt. Hashem tells him, I'm giving you this land, this is your land. And then he makes him, forces him out with a famine. But Avram doesn't doubt, he doesn't question. He accepts whatever Hashem does for him is for the good. Avram did that, and he gave us the strength to do that. So all the 10 Nisyonos, all the 10 tests, the Mishnah says it's Avraham Avinu who had those tests. Because in all those tests, his being our father, that's where they manifested themselves. Because everything that he attained in those 10 tests, he passed on to us and gave us the strength to do it. Thank you.